you to join this praise or this worship unto God. I bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. My Savior, I bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of my God. As I offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, as I offer unto you the sacrifices of praise. I don't know what you have brought this morning, but for me, that is what is in my heart. Why not talk to God that, Lord, this is what I brought this money. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. Sacrifice of praise. Because I know this is all you desire. This is what you are asking of me, oh God. Thank you for this opportunity to even stand before you. Thank you for your mercies that I enjoy. Thank you, my King of glory, even that you can consider me worthy to bring a sacrifice of praise. You said this is our month of praise, a month to return to you, thanking you for all that you have done, for all that you are yet to do, even for all that you are doing. We are grateful. Even as a church, we have come before you this morning to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What if you have not had mercy on us? Maybe some of us will have been consumed. Maybe some of us will still be groaning in darkness. But by your mercy and love and kindness, you have brought us into your marvelous light. We say thank you. This is why we could come to say, Lord, we are grateful. Even for the few minutes I am having to share your word with your children, Lord, please give us this heart of sacrifice. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. I do know some might be going through difficult time and they are wondering, can I praise God in this situation? I am praying by the reason of this message, let there be a renewed understanding for them. And even for those who might not be under difficult situation, but even at that, they are still struggling to give you praise. Lord, by the reason of this message, let their deliverance come. In the name of Jesus, thank you, our Father. Oh, blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, man. God bless you, sir. Let's have a seat. Quickly, I want to share with us sacrifice of praise. I know a lot of us may have knowledge of what sacrifice is all about. We know about people sacrifice animals, sacrifice this to for that. Particularly those of us that might come from the part of the world where I am from originally, you know how they sacrifice. Even in this part of the world, they still sacrifice. So when you are talking of sacrifice, is you are bringing something for something. You are bringing something for something. Like this morning, we are here bringing our praise and worship so that God will give us something, and that is blessing. So those who sacrifice on other occasions too, they are bringing something to get something. But the question is, what are they getting? And what are we getting to? When we say, let us bring sacrifice of praise to God. So quickly we will look at, when do we feel praise is a sacrifice? When? When is praise a sacrifice? Is it when God has given me those testimonies? Is it when life is on a roller coaster? Is it when it's just like everywhere is sealed? I say it becomes a sacrifice when you don't even feel like giving it. It becomes a sacrifice when you know it is under a struggle. becomes a sacrifice when you are weary. Or maybe when you even think God has forgotten you. Are you sure this? I mean, it's like, I'm not sure this God is there. After I've been looking for a job, I've been this, I've uploaded my resume for so many places, nothing is forthcoming. That is when you need to bring that sacrifice of praise. It could even be when you think things should begin to get rosy, blossoming, but unfortunately, it's going the other way around. That is when you really need to bring sacrifice of praise. It could even be when you think, is life being snuffed out of me? Or is it coming to an end now? At that point in time, you can still bring sacrifice of praise unto God. And when you look at this situation in my love, I mean, there are situations you don't want even to think about or you are not even happy about. It's like somebody who is going through trauma and you are saying you should give thanks. You know, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. That's the way they will say it here. But I can tell you, brethren, if in those situations you can rise up above, if you can rise above those circumstances, and you can offer sacrifice of praise unto God, you will see his wonders. And it is my prayer that this will be our experience this month as we do so in Jesus' mighty name. I read unto you from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews 13, 15. This is the heart of Paul unto the Hebrew people. It was an admonition to them. And it's an admonition to us this morning too. Hebrews 13, 15 says, therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. The word therefore in that scripture means there has been a conversation before, right? He's been talking to them about how they should love one another, how they should keep that brotherly love, keep going, even when there is affliction, when it's not so good, just keep going, keep trusting God. I have preached the word of God to you. Now I am happy that you believe. But when persecution comes, when it feels like it's a struggle, when you are feeling weary, when you think God is no longer there, just keep on going. He said, therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God. Proclaiming, be bold, be sure, to give God your allegiance. This is sacrifice of praise. It is not when things are so rosy you want to give it. And that is why it becomes a sacrifice. I know most people, it is when things are rosy, they want to do it. It is then, oh, they now remember, oh, God is there for me. But when things are not rosy, my brothers and my sister, make your praise a sacrifice. And how this will help you, what you will get if you can rise above those challenges, we'll quickly look at that. That there is power in praise even when things are hard. That there is a grace that is released upon you even when things are hard, if you can praise God. And brethren, this is the essence of our calling too. Or one of our calling. God does not, many a times we preach that people should give offering, you should give tithe, you do this. But essentially, what God requires of you and requires of me is the fact that we are out to praise him. We are out to let others know that this God that we believe in, we can trust him. So how does the power of praise help you? Even when times are hard. I say praise is God's answer in exchange for a spirit of heaviness. You know, when things are so hard, when the road seems blocked, there's that heaviness in us, right? It could even be that you have worked so tired, you don't feel like going to church, But when this power of praise can fall on you, you will discover that that spirit of heaviness is gone. I don't know if you have experienced it. I've experienced it a number of times. Even in my number of years living in Canada, I've had times I'm like, God, I know you do not make mistake of bringing me to Canada, but life is so hard. What's going on here? A word will just drop in my spirit. Many a times it could be just singing, just one song. And before you know it, my spirit is lifted. I am refocused. I keep believing him. I keep trusting him. And on such circumstances, in such situations, things have turned around. This is my personal experience. I don't know about you. Like I say, things are hard. Many a times it's difficult to do. But if only you can do it, things will turn around. And it's going to turn around for your good in Jesus' name. In Isaiah 61, verse 3, Isaiah said, "It is for me to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." That spirit of heaviness will be there, but if you can burst into praise and you can bring yourself out of that situation, then the oil of joy will come. Then the garment of praise is what you put on. And that will be our testimony in Jesus' name. When we are able to give this sacrifice of praise, then we begin to focus ourselves back onto God rather than focus on those circumstances, on those uncomely circumstances. We now focus on God. We now believe that it is God that can help us. And in most cases, we always think we can help ourselves. I've shared this as testimony, and I'm sharing it again with some of us again. When I came to this country, it was pretty hard, pretty hard. I did all manners of labor work. Oh, as of that time, I so trust in myself. No, this certificate will get me a good job. In fact, there are some jobs, me, I can't apply for that. When does it get to that point? But until I submit myself, until I humble myself and seek the face of the Lord, it was then God turned things around. Even that in a matter of 2 years, I'm like, God, how could I have suffered and punished myself this much? Brother, I'm sharing this to you to know. It is not about whether you carry a title or not. We all can go through this situation. Even at that time, I was a pastor. I was a pastor then, right? I preach. I encourage people. But even I was still having my own personal struggle. Like many of you, you might be having your personal struggle that you can't even share with me. Even some you don't even want to share with your wife or your husband. But please share it with God. If you can't even say it in word, please go into praise. And you see that God will turn things around. So let's take ourselves back to God. David said in Psalm 150 verse 2, he said, "Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness." And he said again, "And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long." That's Psalm 35 verse 28. In those situations, please quickly bring yourself back onto the good that God has done for you, so that you can come out of that place of struggle and be filled with praise. Imagine if all you hear from your son or your daughter, even as a father or a mother, is complain all of the time. Will you be happy? No. But if at the time, "Dad, I thank you. I know you have done this for me in the past, and I was so happy about it. But then I'm still believing you that, you can do this. It might be a bit tough, but you can do it. You'll be motivated to do it, right? It's the same thing with God. It's just the same thing. But if all of the time is all about complaining, it's all about complaining. Not only are you drowning yourself, you are not even giving glory to God. And of course, even in that circumstance, you might even be discouraging others that may ordinarily come to believe God through you. The Lord God will help you and will help me in Jesus' name. When you praise Him, it will bring us to a place of deeper humility. You know, I use that word, that until God humbled me, until I humbled myself too. Even if God is trying to humble you and you are still proving, you are still going that ego, one might suffer for long. And that was one of the things I suffered too. I was still thinking, no, I can figure it out myself. That was it. No, if I do this, but until God said, look, in fact, the job that turns things around, let me share it with you as church, brethren. Ordinarily, if it were to be before, I won't even apply. Say, waiting, what happened? Apprentice? I would say no. But having gone through that experience, having been humbled, I read it. I said, and I can do this. I can do this. I just put in the paper. Lo and behold, they called. I went there. And I told them, I have this background. Blah, blah, blah. I said, that's not what they're asking you. I said, what? That's not what you're asking me, yes? What have you done with your hand? And what can you do with your hand? And I began to answer them. Let me share one of the questions they asked me. They said, have you bought something from maybe IKEA or from Home Depot or whatever? Have you built something with your hand yourself? I said, yes. I said, what is it? I said, oh, I tried building my handrail on my deck myself. Okay, tell us how you did it. I told them. Those were the things they were asking for. You know, it sounds so silly a question, right? When you are talking to a graduate and you're asking him, how have you used your hand? Then you say you have worked in so company. I say, yes. What were you doing then? I said it was a labor job. You know, that was my response. Because that's the way I saw the job. It was a labor job. They said, what's the job? I said, we build oil tools. Those tools they use on oil field. We assemble them, we bring them together, bring the parts, you know, all these things. And we bring them together, test them, make sure they meet quality and they are able to use it. They said, good. You know, when I heard the word good, I'm like, come on, labor job. These are the things they were asking for. When it was done, let me shock you. They asked me to present my certificates, right? I did. You know, I'm sharing this for us to know how we need to be humble and for us to turn to God at all times for direction. I presented the certificates. I first presented my degree certificate. He said, no. I said, but that's my certificate. We know. Okay, I thought maybe they are looking for certificates you have earned in Canada. I presented that one. They said, no. I said, so what certificate do you want? Well, you've been to high school. I said, yes. They said, can we have that result? I'm like, what? My high school? I said, yes. In fact, by the time they were asking me, I was not even in Canada. I was out of Canada. I now call my son, go into so bus, pull out my WAEC certificate, send it to them, and he did. That was what they were asking for. I was shocked. And they went as far as to confirm this certificate with WAEC. They even asked for my secondary school. Unfortunately, they can't even get that because it's a village. They couldn't. Even myself, I was struggling to locate it. Brethren, those things that seemingly look stupid, when you praise God and He's asking you to do it, please go ahead and do it. I don't want any of you to go through this. Maybe that's why God is laying in my heart to share it. That we need to be humble. To cut it short, that was how I got the job. I now got the job and people were asking me, whom did you know there? I said, I don't know anybody. How did you get it? I don't know. It's God. And sincerely, it's God. That was after I've suffered. That was after I've suffered. So when we praise God, this will lead us to a deeper place of humility. Psalm 95, verses 2 to 3. He said, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is great and a great king above all gods. I know some of us, we might believe, and we believe it. I'm not saying there is no enemy, so don't misquote me as pastor. I say, that pastor doesn't believe in enemies because he has not seen one. No, I believe there is enemy. But what the word of God told me is that if I put on the whole armor of God, they will flee from me. So praise and worship will make your enemy flee, even if it has come to that understanding. That is the understanding you are having, that maybe it's your grandmother from your village that is doing you. No. If I have come to understand that in many cases, we are the one doing ourselves. Go and think back about this when you get home. You are the one doing yourself. Why? Because God is always giving us that power of choice. Some of us, we have made bad choices. We are living with the consequences. And thereafter, we say it's our enemy, it's our grandmother. Go and reflect on it. But if you will praise God, even if they are the enemies from home or from wherever, let me put it that way, they will flee. They will flee. In 2 Chronicles 20:22, remember about the king. It was the Lord God himself that sent ambushment against the enemies of Jehoshaphat. But that is after they have given thanks unto God in praise. 2 Chronicles 20:22. He said, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. I know this might sound stupid. Sing and praise, enemies defeated. Not that you should go to a special mountain, not that you should go and see a special overseer. No. It was just sing and praise in your room with all of your heart. Be deeply involved and you will see that the enemies will flee. It is my prayer that the Lord God himself will help you, will help me bring in sacrifice of praise. Our time is fast spent. I won't be able to finish it. Maybe we'll finish next Sunday. Finish next Sunday. Let's finish it next Sunday. But what I'm leaving with us as we go in the week is, please, as we go in the week, take time to reflect. How have I been praising God? Or have I just been thinking whatever I am now or whatever I will be is because I know how to do? Or have I been praising him in spirit and in truth? When I'm saying praising God, I don't mean you should just do it for doing's sake. Let it be intentional. Look back. God, yes, this situation is still not very pleasing to me, but I know you can change it. But I thank you for this. I thank you for that. I thank you for this. Now in this, I want you to glorify yourself, my Father. If it is prayer, you want to turn it to. In fact, there are times when you are praising him before you know it, the praise will turn to prayer. I don't know if you have experienced it. I have experienced it. This is what I am encouraging us to do. The Lord God will help us as we go in Jesus' mighty name. Because we can't finish, I'm trusting that Jesus will know I've come maybe this time next week. I don't know. If not, we'll complete this message. But if Jesus comes before then, I pray you will be rapturable. I will be rapturable in Jesus' mighty name. Let us pray. Do we have an understanding of what it means to offer a sacrifice of praise? I told us it is a sacrifice when it's a struggle. It's a sacrifice when you think everything seemingly is working against you. It is then you need to praise God. Ask God to open your eyes ask the Holy Spirit to minister to you. This is what I am going through, Lord. It is not very pleasant, even to me and to your name. I want a change. Even as I praise you in the course of this month, as you have asked your church to do, please let me come returning, testifying this time next month in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. We know you are a covenant-keeping God. You will not fail. You haven't given us your word for fun. It is that we should praise you. And as many that will be intentional doing this, my Father, let them return testifying that indeed you are worthy to be praised. Blessed be your name, our God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you for your time. Quickly, we will be rounding off the service, but before then, we normally pray for those who are having their wedding anniversary, special Thanksgiving, or your birthday.